Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the April 2013 update. Now, I haven't actually gotten one of these done since December, and it isn't so much a question that there wasn't stuff going on, but that I was trying to hold off until I had some firm dates or some speakers, and for some reason this year I'm just having terrible luck getting dates lined up. So I finally decided that I just better go ahead and do an episode anyway, and we will update you on everything else that's going on, and hopefully the radio shows will start falling into place a little better. First off, I want to remind everybody that you can always find a list of my scheduled presentations and programs for this year, both on my blog and on trundlebedtales.com. April is usually a pretty big month for programs, and so far I've had two. I had one at the Des Moines Women's Club and one at the Monticello Public Library. I have one more coming up at the Fort Dodge Public Library on April 25th, and I have one, and I will probably say the name of the town wrong because I don't really know it, but at Modell, Iowa, and that one's going to be Saturday, April 27th, which is, the town is on the other side of the state near Missouri Valley. So anybody who's near western Iowa, you might want to consider that, and there'll be a date and time and everything appearing on our schedule. It really, I'm still getting bookings starting to come in for the summer. So if you're interested in having me come and speak on Laura, on One Room Schools, on anything like that, be sure to contact me so we can get you scheduled. And you can also, if you're in Iowa, book me through Humanities Iowa. You'd set up the day and time with me first, but they have a grant program where anybody in Iowa who's in a covered organization can get a grant for just $50 to have me come and speak. So I think it is well worth it. Humanities Iowa is a great program, and I hope that you will support it. So spread the word around if you'd like to hear me speak. Now, for what's going on in the rest of Laura fandom, I just want to kind of quickly review the events that we have been missing from the updates. And starting back in January, the American Printing House for the Blind, which is an organization, it's over a century old, and is located in Kentucky. They have, I think this is at least the third year, it may be more than that, but at least the third year that they have held a birthday party in honor of Mary Ingalls. And I haven't made it to one of the events yet, but I have heard good things from people who have. So if you're in the general vicinity of Kentucky, or you just really like Mary Ingalls, be sure to put that on your calendar. Start checking with them about mid-December to find out when they've formally set up the date. It's always in January, pretty close to Mary's birthday. And speaking of birthdays, Laura's birthday was February 7th. We had the on-air birthday party for it here, which if you haven't listened to yet, I hope you will. It turned out really well this year, I was pleased to note. And Pomona Public Library actually did have its gingerbread social this year. That's the 47th annual gingerbread sociable at the Pomona Public Library. That was one of the first really big Laura events, not at a home site, and it's been going on for quite a while now. The Pomona Public Library has had some issues with their funding. I don't know that they're all worked out yet. In fact, I've got a note to myself that I got to call them and check and see how things are coming for them. But hopefully they'll still be there and they'll be still be going and they'll be able to do their 50th anniversary in a couple years. And I'm going to try my darndest to get there for that. Also, for Laura's birthday, there was a local program that I didn't get to on the Saturday after Laura's birthday because there was an ice storm here. But Uptown Bills, which is a small, well, there's actually a movie about the founding of Bill's Cafe, and this is another branch of it. So check it out. It's Mickey Rooney if you want to know the background story on that. But that was where an event was held by a local fiddler celebrating Laura's birthday. And as I said, I was going to go, but when there's an ice storm, I tend to miss things. Also in February, Chapel Hill, North Carolina had put on Little House in the Prairie, the ballet. Now, they had a storm of posts and newspaper articles about it, but they didn't really have a way, I couldn't find a way anyway to contact them to find out anything more about it. I don't know if it was a approved ballet. I don't know. If it was an approved ballet, we may see it turning up other places, or if it was just something they did and it was a one-shot deal. They created it, wrote it from the stories, and I did a post on that on Beyond Little House. So if you want to learn more, I would suggest checking that out. Now, through August 25th, 2013, the Michigan Historical Museum in Lansing, Michigan, is putting up a display called Put It on Paper, which is talking about the importance of writing down your life story. And they have things both from famous authors, like Laura. They have the stuff from the Detroit Public Library right now on display in this Put It on Paper display. They have things there by Hemingway and a number of other famous authors, and then also from everyday people, because as I can understand it, I haven't actually gotten to see it, but it's from what I can tell from what I see online, that's really their focus, that they want people to write down their stories so their stories aren't lost, which is something that we definitely can get behind. So if you happen to be anywhere near Lansing, Michigan, before August 25th, make sure you stop by. And if you're driving through Iowa on the way, let me know. I would love the chance to get up there, and I have something I would like to stop and see in Saginaw, too. And that brings us to this month. Now, I haven't done my post yet about the home sites opening. It's on my agenda to do this week, is to call them and double check. But based on previous years and postings that I've seen on Facebook, Independence, Kansas is now open for the season. So is Walnut Grove, Minnesota, Burr Oak, Iowa, and the Memorial Society at Desmette, South Dakota, which only cuts hours, it never fully closes. The Ingalls Homestead, though, in Desmette is not yet open until Memorial Day, but it is have their summer. And Mansfield, this year. And one other thing that I wanted to be sure to mention was that when we were leaving from Laura Palooza last year, and those of us who headed into Desmette discovered that the town was really all excited, not about us, but because the Antiques Roadshow had just been in Sioux Falls basically that same week, and that quite a few local people had taken things, and some of them were Laura related, and some of them were Harvey Dent related, and at least one Laura item and one Harvey Dent item were filmed. Now, and their process of putting the episodes together, I don't think that they actually preview what made the cut ahead of time. So it's hard to say if that made it or not. But if I am planning to check out the episodes, they're going to be airing the three Rapid City episodes. They had enough stuff, so they did a three-parter. Are going to be airing April 22nd, April 29th, and then the first Monday in May. So check those out. If there is any Laura or Harvey Dent sighting, we'll be following up. And those of you who watch the Antique Roadshow will remember that it would not be the first time a Laura item was displayed, because a descendant of Mildred Boyle, who helped Helen Sewell with the original illustrations to the series, brought in a set of the books and some of his relatives, I think she was a great aunt's, illustrations from the book. Now, those illustrations have since been sold, and you'll see at least one of them at most of the home sites, which I'm very glad to say, because that's exactly where they should have ended up. But it was a great little feature on the Roadshow, and hopefully whatever they have for a new episode, it's going to be just as interesting and have just as happy of an ending, because I think that really was the happy ending that things ended up in the museum so that we can all see them. And just to remind everybody again, if you're looking for more Trundlebed Tales, keep an eye here for future upcoming episodes of Trundlebed Tales podcast. Also, check out our YouTube page under Trundlebed Tales, and you can find me on Facebook under Trundlebed Tales. That's the easiest way to find me and all the Laura things, though you can also friend me if you want. Be sure that you mention when you send the request that you're a Laura fan, because I don't approve everybody, but I usually do anybody who tells me that they're following me because they want to learn more about Laura, because that is, quite frankly, the way to my heart. I hope that you enjoyed today's roundup. It was covering a lot of ground quickly, but hopefully we're back on track now, so we'll be able to do an update each month. As a reminder, what our schedule is that we try and adhere to is we do one of these updates near the beginning of each month that tells you what's coming up in the current month. Then we do an hour-long interview with someone. We do a half hour where I'm talking about a particular subject. And then we do a Travel Times episode. And I hope that you like our episode that we're going to do of me talking for April, because what I decided to do was to do a project roundup and kind of give you a rundown on everything that's been of the various projects that I have underway, just so everybody kind of knows where we are on the same page. And speaking of projects underway, I almost completely forgot. April is Poetry Month, and as part of that, I am sponsoring a contest on my Facebook page. So you can post any poem about Laura Ingalls Wilder on the Trundlebed Tales Facebook page, and then whichever poem at the end of the month, we're going to take it all the way to the end of April, that has the most likes is going to get a prize pack, which is going to include the first two Trundlebed Tales trading cards and a Trundlebed Tales postcard unmailed. And already now, I hope that you'll consider entering. So look for us under Trundlebed Tales, and I hope you have a great April.